Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said the vaccine campaign should be ramped up, especially among children and the elderly. Dr. Thompson said all persons who have underlying health conditions must be made to understand the importance of vaccination.
I think that this whole issue about natural immunity, because there are three models in the world. One model was the Swedish model, the Barrington Declaration of let things rip. Go out and hug people. Start to hug people. Don't wear no mask. Hug people. Try and catch it because it ain't gonna bother you. It's like it's a little flu. And then there's the Chinese model of zero tolerance. 5 cases, you lock down a whole city, you test a whole city of 16 million. That model. The model in between is one that is measured, and we fall into a rage that we don't have the lockdowns, the curfews, the this. So that is what has been objective. People have learned from us, as said. And so trying to get the vaccination rate up may still require some element of push. One has to be very careful how you balance it. So for now, I think that they may have to continue. But in due course, as we see the movement and the impact of the campaign, a more intensive campaign, targeted youth, targeted diabetics, hypertensive, the elderly, making sure that all those persons who may have underlying disease understand that it isn't that, you know, that the immune system is good. They should take the vaccine and it is safe. I think that that will go a long way.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 33,105, and the total number of deaths in Trinidad and Tobago since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic is 3,603. Internationally, Hong Kong's government has ordered the compulsory testing of all its 7.5 million citizens as the city battles surging coronavirus infections. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said residents would have to undergo 3 rounds of tests starting in mid-March. Meanwhile, plummeting COVID-19 case counts across the United States are leading to lifted mask mandates and more conversations about steps towards normalcy. But more people are dying of the coronavirus now than during most points of the pandemic. More than 2,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported in the United States each day for the past month. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.